Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the fourth day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Demai, Perek Revi, Mishnah Dalet. Misha Korashem, Litrumas Maaseh Shel Demai. A person who gave a name to a portion of his grain, of his produce, of Trumas Maaseh. He said, this is Trumas Maaseh, and it happens to be Demai. Demai means it was produce that was bought from an Amoritz. So it's a Sophic if Maaseh has been taken or not. But he did the right thing. He gave a name to Maaseh and then gave a name to Trumas Maaseh. He said on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, that the Trumas Maaseh, that's the tenth of a tenth, which is in this pile of grain, is in the north of it or the south of it. So whilst he's fixed the position of it, he didn't actually physically take it off. He just did Kriyas Shem. Ulamasa onishal vadai, or another case, he had tvur, which is vadai. Vadai means it was definitely not tithed. And he called a name, he declared a name to the maisa oni of that vadai tevel, and he was meyached, he designated the place of it on Erev Shabbos, but he didn't physically separate it. Now comes to Shabbos. Is he allowed to actually take it away now? Can he separate it? Lo yitlem b'Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, he's not allowed to actually physically separate it on Shabbos in order to give it to the Kohen or to the Oni. Why? Because you're not allowed to give gifts to the Kohen or an Oni on Shabbos. Some Mepharshim learned that he's not allowed to even separate it on Shabbos, even though he gave a name and even though he designated the place in the north or the south of the bundle on Friday. Doesn't matter. Some say the Pshat is you can't even separate it on Shabbos. And the Mepharshim explain, why does the Mishnah talk about a case of Sofek, of a Demai, when it talks about Trumas Maaseh? And the Mishnah talks about Vadai, definite produce, when it talks about the Maaseh Oni? And the answer is very, very logical. If it would be talking about Trumas Maaseh, of Demai, of a Sofek, well, the halacha is that Trumas, if it was talking about Trumas of Vadai, then if it was Vadai, if it was definitely not tithed, you would have to give the Maaseh Rishon first to the Levi. The Levi would take a tenth, a Maaseh of that Maaseh Rishon, and give it to the Kohen. It wouldn't be in the hands of the Israel at all if it was Vadai. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking about the Israel, not the Levi. So therefore, the only case where a Yisrael would be separating Trumas Maaseh, the tenth of the tenth, is Demai. Why? Because with Demai, it's a produce which is a Sofek. You don't give the Maaseh Rishon to the Levi. You just separate it, or you just allocate it, and then you say a tenth of that Maaseh Rishon is going to the Kohen, and that's all that is given to the Kohen. That's why the Trumas Maaseh could only be of Demai, if we're talking about the Yisrael. When it comes, however, on the other hand, to the Maaseh Oni, and why does the Mishnah, and indeed, why does the Mishnah talk about a Yisrael? Because it's a bigger Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though most Amoratzim do take Maaseh anyway, and therefore this Trumas Maaseh that he's separating is only a precaution, which the rabbis said we need to take. And you might think, oh, it's not so bad on Shabbos, I can take it, the whole thing is precautionary anyway. No, says Mishnah, you still can't separate it and give it to the Kohen on Shabbos. However, when it comes to the Maaseh Oni, the Maaseh given in the third and sixth year to the Oni, here the Mishnah talks about Vadai, definite produce. Why? Because if it was definitely not tithed. Because if it was Demai where it's a Sofek, the halacha is that you don't give it to the Oni. You don't have to give it to the poor person because Hamoitzi Mechavera Lavaraya. If the Oni, the poor man, wants to take it from you, you can tell him, prove to me that this wasn't tithed, it wasn't taken Maaseh. And therefore, you don't have to give the Maaseh Oni to the Oni in the case of Demai, just like you don't give the Maaseh Rishon to the Levi if it was Demai. So therefore, our Mishnah talks about a Vadai. It was definitely not tithed, and that's why he has to separate the Maaseh Oni. V'im hoya koyen oni lamudim, says the Mishnah, what happens if the koyen or a poor person were accustomed lechol etzlo to be by him? They come almost every Shabbos by him at his table. Can they come then and eat and take that portion that you've allocated in the north or the south of your fruits? Says the Mishnah, yes. Yavoyu v'yochlu, they're allowed to come and eat the truma and the meiser. As long as you announce to the kohen, you have to inform the kohen that I'm giving you to eat trumas meiser. And the oni, the poor person, you have to inform him, I'm giving you the maser oni of vadai. That's in order that they should know that they're really eating what belongs to them anyway. Otherwise, they might think, oh, you're supplying them out of your good heart. And if that's the case, you're giving guests truma meiser, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to use truma meiser to pretend that you're using it for food, for hachnasas orchim. Or others say it's simply a matter of genevas das. You shouldn't. It's called deceitful by making people think that you're giving them you're being charitable, whereas really it's food that anyway you can't eat because you need to allocate it for them. Mishnah Hay. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that the Chachamim were lenient on Shabbos to trust someone who's not normally trusted about maestros, and you can ask him on Shabbos, is this produce tithed or maesered? And he'll say, yes, you trust him. Now Mishnah wants to say that sometimes, even during the week, we can be lenient for a person who's not normally believed. Says the Mishnah, ha'oimer l'misha einu ne'aman ala maestro, is a person who tells someone who's not normally trusted, not normally believed about maestros. Kachli mimishu ne'aman. Go and buy me some fruits from someone who is trusted a maestros. Don't buy it from a fruits from an Amahoretz exam, for example. Umimi shema aser. Or, he says, you can buy it from the Amahoretz, but it has to be an Amahoretz who does take demai before he sells them, who takes the maestro of demai. Or some say, person who's ne'aman means a person who was trusted, means a person who accepted upon himself to be trusted for maestros. And the second case is, mishem aser means one who actually does take maestro. He doesn't have to accept upon himself. And the fellow went, and he brought you back some fruits. Can you trust him? Says the Mishnah, no. Ein unam, and he's not believed. He's not believed to have carried out your instruction and bought it from someone who is trusted for maestros. Why? Because since he himself is not trusted about maestros, there it might turn out that he actually bought it from someone who's not trusted, but he can say, oh, in my eyes, I thought he was trusted. That's because this fellow himself is not trustworthy as far as maestros. However, continues the Mishnah, Me'ish Ploini, if you tell someone, go and buy from that person, and he named the person, Hariz Anamon, then the fellow is believed to say he bought it from that person. Why? Because that's something you can find out very readily. I gave you instructions to buy it from that man. He'd be afraid to buy it from anyone else, and he'd be afraid to tell a lie that I bought it from someone from him when he didn't, because you could easily find out. What happens if your shliach went, to buy it from that fellow, and he comes back, and he says to him, I couldn't find the fellow. But you know what? I bought it from someone else. He's trustworthy. Someone else is trustworthy. Ein ne'aman, says the Mishnah, we don't trust it. Why? Because again, since he himself is not trusted to take maestros, he's also not trusted to say that he bought it from someone who is trusted, as we explained before.